ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज के पावन दिवस पर
ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे अमित स्टर्स इन ऑर्डर टू गिव अ फ्यू मैसेज वी आर हैविंग अवर ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी ब्रदर ब्रिजमोहन एडिशनल सेक्रेटरी जनरल ऑफ ब्रह्म कुमारीज when brother started this journey my birth was in 1954 so this is a very big thing even if I wish to say something about the brother solution is in your intellect there is zeal and enthusiasm in your mind in your heart There is a smile on your face and you all might have seen that there is a lot of interest in the brother. Only brother Brijmohan sits in the middle seat. He takes sakash and sends to everyone. When Dadi Prakashmani was ill health and brother said Baba's children have come so Dadi used to open her eyes in order to give Baba's introduction to everyone he was the editor of the Purity magazine very motivational speaker a very good writer and in order to fulfill the desires of the father the brother is constantly having conferences and other programs and release the knowledge of the Gita as who the God of Gita is. And today, amidst us we are having the brother. There will be many problems in the world, but there is the solution with the brother. And now we will listen to Brother Brijmohan. The topic is the children of the bestower and the bestower of fortune.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Manorama behan ji ka andaaze bayan kuch aur hi hai. उनका नाम ही है मनोरमा
सिस्टर मनोरमा स्पीक्स वेरी यूनिकली
आपके वो जो डाल देंगी वो रमता रहेगा
शी इज वेरी ह्यूमर
उनको बिठाया कहाँ है
एंड वेयर गॉड हैज मेड हर सीट
प्रयागराज में अलाहाबाद में
शी इज इन अलाहाबाद
और जहाँ बड़े बड़े कुंभ के मेले लगते हैं
एंड बिग कुंभ मेला टेक्स प्लेस देयर Baba has already said, the one who shoots the arrow to the sages and saints, there will be the shaktis, and this is the result of it.
Dear Baba, ne hum bachchon ko kya nahi diya?
Beloved Baba, what not he has given us? Again and again we have to bring that in our consciousness. It is said that Goddess Vishnu is laying on the snake and relaxing. The treasure of the jewels of knowledge of God when we chart the ocean of knowledge, we smile. Beloved Baba, 3-4 days ago, had told us, and from the very beginning we know that we have to merge the ocean in a pot. All the knowledge is merged in the pictures. There are two pictures, the pictures of the world cycle and the kalpa tree. Baba says you have to spin the discus of the world cycle. You have to look at the seed and the tree of the kalpa tree. The history of the beginning, middle and the end of the world cycle, and what all attainments we have received, how that was snatched by us, and how we have to achieve it. Everything comes in front of us. And today we will churn this. We are the children of the best hobo, the best hobo of fortune. It is a very simple topic. In the last Sunday, Baba said, everybody consider themselves to be truthful. They speak truth. But what is truth? Nobody knows. Similarly, nowadays there are many bestowers. But who is that bestower? He has made his children bestower. When he made, in what age did he made, and how many became the bestowers? Today we will bring the kalpa tree in front of us. From the copper age until the end of the iron age, for 2 ages, for 63 births, for 2500 years, we were not children. The topic is about the children of the bestower. We were devotees, we were subservient, we were not children. What is the difference between being a children and being subservient? The child will have all the rights to his father's inheritance, and subservient means the one who begs. And therefore, what slogan Baba has given us? You are my children. To ask means to die. For 2 ages we have been asking. But the one who claims the right will get the inheritance. The one who asks will only get what he has asked. The children of the bestower will be the bestower. This has to be understood. And the one who asks, he will be asking. Now the children of the bestower, you bring the kalpa tree in front of you. We Baba's Brahmin children, along with Brahma Baba,
jo Baba ke hum adopted children,
we are Baba's adopted children, mouth born progeny of Brahma. Where are we sitting in the Kalpa tree? We are sitting beneath the tree. We are sitting in the trunk. It will be connected to the ground. And what is the duty of the trunk? From this we will come to know. What is the natural duty of we Brahmin children? The bestowal. We need not have to think about anything. Baba has given us, we have given Baba. Not this, but natural. From the seed, the powers which are there in the seed, the virtues that are in the seed. You may take the seed of the mango. There will be the taste in the seed as well as in the fruit. The whole power will be given to the trunk, because the seed says, according to karmic philosophy, the one who will do will receive. Small leaves will turn to a tree, and from the tree we get fruit, and therefore Shiva Baba is the seed. He is the seed of the whole tree. It is clearly mentioned in the Murli, who is called the tree, and who is the seed. So Baba gives everything to us. Naturally he has given everything. He doesn't give it directly to the deity. There may be religious founders, deities. They are not given. Only the trunk, it is given. And therefore what he gives, Baba says, I give you that thing in which everything will be available. He doesn't give small things. He is almighty. He gives knowledge, virtues, powers. These are the three things, Baba's inheritance. And Baba's children receive it. Knowledge. What knowledge? Knowledge of the whole tree. The knowledge till the end. The knowledge of the growth of the tree. Power. If you have knowledge, then you have to go to Ahmedabad from this route, or you have to go to Jaipur from this route. Will you go? You need facilities and power to go. And therefore Baba says, I not only give you knowledge, your most elevated Brahmins, your most elevated deities, I'll give you the power to become, and I make you also. Even if you go to Ahmedabad or Jaipur, you have produced tree. There was the mango tree, and the fruit of it, the trunk will receive strength. Then there will be leaves, there will be branches. Even if you eat the leaves, you will get the taste of a mango. Virtue is the fruit, that which we get from Baba. through knowledge and power, we get virtues. And therefore, in the golden age, our qualification changes. What are the qualifications of the deities? The qualification of the deities is only one. Full of divine virtues. It was in today's Murli. The qualification of the deity is not full of knowledge, not being full of powers. That is left behind. Small leaves have become a tree, means to become full of divine virtues. Baba has kept us in the trunk, and finally is the fruit. For how long time we will become full of divine virtues? For two ages, for 2500 years, for 21 births, Baba will make us prosperous, fruitful, happier, multi-million fold fortunate ones. From the copper age, we were servants. Whatever we asked, we got. If the other person also comes and asks, then he will also say that I am also asking and you are also asking. Deity means reward. Reward is the greatest one. For the two ages we will be experiencing reward. Even an ordinary infantry will also be satopradhan, will have a long lifespan, there will be full of happiness, he will be prosperous. But when did we get all these? When did we get the reward? We all know it. When we came to the confluence age, at the confluence age, God gave us, He is the bestower, He gave us knowledge, power, virtues. He made us to inculcate, He made us to do service, He gave everything. The best children of the bestower, the bestower of power, children, is very important. If we think that the bestower is giving us and we are taking, he will give us even further. And there will be a great difference. The importance is, again and again, we have to bring in our awareness that we are the children of the bestower of fortune. This is very important. Very important, very important. Why? According to the example of the trunk, even if the whole tree becomes dry, the trunk will be green and it will dry at the end. The trunk will take from the seed, from the air, from water, from atmosphere, but will not take it for itself. It will pass on to the top. Just as there will be grandfather at home, grandmother at home, they don't think about themselves. They will be having this happiness that whatever we have, it is for our grandchildren. They will remain very happy because grandparents don't need anything. and therefore the last leaf, if the lifespan of the tree is 150 years, then without the trunk, the tree will not become dry. Baba will give us everything. Baba gives unlimited. In this one birth, in this confluence age, we can't completely take it. If anybody gets more wealth, what does he do? He will invest. Similarly, the children of the bestower, to become a bestower means to invest. Baba says, I don't go to heaven. I have the things of happiness. I give it to you children. If any wealthy person doesn't have his family, if he will have a family, he will adopt. So Baba is the ocean. Baba is the ocean of love. He is the ocean. Billions of people, even if they want to take anything, Baba says, I am having limitless. Baba says, my connection is with my children. I will be revealed in front of my children. Because the rest will be coming later. These also are of the golden and the silver age. I give them everything. And therefore we have to invest further. Baba says, don't keep it for yourself. You are already content. Now one who will have a limitless will be content. On Diwali days, the sweet stall will be decorated. Nearly for 1 month, they will have the stock of sweets. And whenever you pass that street, you can see variety of sweets. The one who prepares sweets, will he ever have the desire to eat sweet? On the Diwali day, if the one who makes the sweet has his own birthday, you give him the sweet box, today is your birthday, you eat sweet, how he will feel? He will say that I am full seeing the sweet. And therefore, when we say that deities in the golden and silver ages are disinterested, Brahmins have to become disinterest of anything, and there is nothing unattained in the dictionary of the Brahmins. What is the reason for that? There is limitless. The stomach will be full. In your area, if the municipality will announce that throughout the day there will be no water in the tap, and therefore the tap will be closed, and the water will be closed, and from 10 a.m. there will be no water, what everybody will do? Everybody will start filling the buckets. They will fill up the vessels. They will also fill water in the bowl. they will think that I should get water. And again there will be an announcement that water will not stop, you will have water. Then they will dispose the water as why to collect it simply. We will be lacking any of the things. There will be scarcity. Only when we ourselves don't have anything. Baba says, I have given you limitless powers, virtues, happiness. A person who is content will eat less. In the beginning when we came to the Yajna in Pandav Bhavan, he said, it was a special day. He said that I will give you 108 types of meals. At that time there were very few BKs. In a bowl, there was 108 food. So we used to eat up the whole bowl. There were 108 eatables, so how to eat it? In the beginning when I began to eat, I thought this is 108. After eating 8-10 eatables, my stomach was full. And therefore, when we will be having limitless, there will be no counting of any things. We will be having everything limitless. And therefore, Baba says, whenever you are in the trunk, you are green. Baba says, I make you angels. Our stomach is full anyway. When there will be the growth of a human being, after his growth, even for 1 inch, he will not grow. It is only our illusion that we eat and we grow. Doctors tell these things. When there will be extreme happiness, we will be satisfied. Kings eat very less. And therefore Baba says, I have made you content. And therefore, the duty of the trunk is, whatever the trunk gets, it will just pass on. For 21 births, we will have our reward. Just as everyone are sorrowful here, there everyone will be happier. There is also the stages for sorrow. There is ordinary sorrow. Someone is admitted in the hospital, in the ICU. If anybody has accident of the body, he has to take much pain. There are the stages of sorrow. The king, queen, subjects, the servants, maids, there is a difference. But everybody will be called deities. There will be a king, there will be a queen. Even the king will be wearing very beautiful dress. Even the subjects will be wearing very beautiful dress. The maids and servants will be outside the palace and they will also be wearing very beautiful dress. But there is a difference in all the three. If we commit any mistake, nowadays Baba says in the Murli, to eat unripe fruit, we have to give everything to the trunk. Baba has already said, my children, those are my children, now one who doesn't have nobody in the front and at the back. People at home look after everyone. They have their children, grandchildren. They have to take care of everyone. But here Baba says, everything is your karmic philosophy. We would think that they love us very much. If we have little test paper, the form and color will change. They will become selfish. The one who were loving you, they become selfish. They run away at the time of need. And Baba says, even I don't say that you have to fulfill your responsibility. You shouldn't have the calculation like the worldly people have. You have to keep a part of money for your old age and then remain carefree. We don't think about anything that we want to give them education, we want to give them job. No, we don't have any worry. Baba says, I will take the responsibility. And therefore, the accounts of many births, the karmic bondages, that only will command cause problem. We have to settle it. And therefore, we should be in the pilgrimage of remembrance. And there is no easy method than this. And then Baba says, I am with you. If you have any pain, any difficulty, the one who will be with the Almighty will have no problem. And therefore Baba says, do everything, but pay attention to yourself. Whatever you get, you don't consider that to be yours. If I am running a center, I am getting money from the students, I am increasing service, and if I get the thought that this is my center, if he will be told that you have to go to the other center, he will say that I will not go because I have done so much of progress in the center. So I don't want to go to the other center. So whatever cooperation will be given, it will be given in Baba's name. Brahmin children will only become kings, queens, subjects, maids and servants. In Sunday Murli it was, if you compromise with any of the code of conduct, Baba says, if you take the basis of lie, then you will lose your status. Only on top you will be seen as the children of the bestower, not internally. And therefore, shouldn't eat unripe fruit. You have to create your reward here. And therefore Baba says, you are the children of the bestower. The yagya is made not for one person. Baba says, even if you stay in one area, one province, anywhere we may live, but we have to consider ourselves to be world server. We shouldn't be attached with anything. Our attainment is unlimited. In the golden age there will be no Bengali or no other religion. Here we come into the unlimited. We sit with others, we dine, we make effort. If in Mount Abu there are Bengalis and I am a Bengali and I have a group with a Bengali, then it is of no use. We have to merge with others. We have to listen to them. We have to tell them something and then they will listen to us. We are the children of the best of all. And therefore, we shouldn't come into the consciousness that this is I and this is mine. There should be no name and fame. We shouldn't accept that our name has to be announced. We shouldn't accept that anybody should say that I am doing a very good deed. While calling out the names, if one person's name is left out, what will be the stage at that time? I had done more service than him, but my name is not announced. We will become body conscious. And therefore, Baba says, be truthful. In the entire Brahmin family, we have to be very truthful. The test papers will be coming in between the Brahmins. We shouldn't become angry when we are with the Brahmins. At this time, Maharathis, if they are careless, at that time they are not Maharathis. Baba says, why are you copying him? Always see father and mother. Baba has given reply for everything. We have the sanskars of the two ages of body consciousness. What did Baba say today? In the golden age, silver age, with the soul conscious, the religious founders were also in body conscious. And now we are at the confluence age. We have the knowledge of everything. We know how golden age comes. We know everything until the iron age. We have entire knowledge very clearly. Baba says, when you come here, everything of yours will disappear. In the golden age, everything gave happiness. And now with the confluence age, Baba comes and gives us everything. Baba has given the knowledge which with the depth. And therefore, we have to check ourselves. Are we the children of the bestowal? We are donor, great donors. Donors are those, if he is having anything extra, he will give it to someone. If you have taken food from anybody, if it is a little left, you will tell the other person to eat it. If Madhubani are going home, you will go to the centers, you will give the trolleys there. If there is anything extra, I will share it with other person. We have to become donors, great donors. We have to fulfill the desires of others. Only then we will be content. We shouldn't think about our need. We also have to think about others' need. If two people are going towards the bathroom to take a bath, my desire is I will have to go first to take bath. Both are going together. I walk a little fast and I will have the other option. Now it is the time to earn. So I will go back. So what is contentment? Will you be content when you give chance to others? Or will you be content when you do everything for yourself? Now one who will be content by doing something to others, raise your hand. What is the meaning of this? The Iron Age people, the worldly people, because of selfishness, they do everything for themselves. And here Baba's children, they do it for others. Even if I first go to bath, then the water will stop. I will then think, why did I come here? There is no water here. Baba has explained very beautiful tactics. If anybody asks, what is sinful action? We don't write the list of sinful actions. Any action, any karma, which is done with all the five vices, are all sinful actions. And that is violence. That gives sorrow. In this murli, the murli are the repetition. What is the definition about elevated action? Okay, we are not doing any sinful action. We are reformed. But what is the definition of the elevated action? Baba says divinity. Truth, divinity. The action which are performed being divine. And where there will be divinity, our elevated action. My thinking, my speaking, my behavior should all be elevated. we should have the sanskar of a deity here only. But we come under the influence of others. Today we will be influenced by small things. Tomorrow we will be influenced by big things. The body is not well. There is tiredness. We will think that we will not go to Amrit Vela. The body is not okay. We will lie down. We will be asleep. And when the yoga will be finished, our eyes will open and Maya will come to know about this. By connecting yoga with Baba, the sins of many births will be destroyed. If we forget the difficulty or pain at the time of Amrit Vela, and if we forge our yoga, then we will earn. If there is a black snake under your coat, your health will become upset. The mind deceives us. Baba says, Brahma Baba never left any code of conduct. The whole society was having opposition. But Baba stood on the code of conduct. Baba became the conqueror of vice. Also became Karmatit. We haven't become the conquerors of sin. How we will become the king or queen? So we have to become the bestowers. We have to follow Father Brahma. Om Shanti.
सी मुस्कानों से जग शीतल हो जाएगा, स्नेह भरे तो बोलों से पत्थर पानी हो जाएगा। निर्मल सी मुस्कानों से जग शीतल हो जाएगा, स्नेह भरे तो बोलों से पत्थर पानी हो ईश्वर की, ईश्वर की पहचान बने, प्यार प्रभु का लुटाते चले।
ईश्वर की पहचान बने, प्यार प्रभु का लुटाते चले।
दीप राहों में चलने
सभी के संवरने लगेंगे,
देते चले प्यार, देते चले प्यार प्रभु का लूटाते चले।